I need a bad one like you. Yeah, you need a bad man like me. Hello guys, and welcome to another episode of the Just to Kick It is a Blessing podcast with your host Keith Tupagatiramu. Just remember that today's episode is brought to you by The Healthy Hub, so have a look at them online or on social media and look at the amazing range of products that they have. Today is a very, very special episode. I have one of my good friends in studio with me today, so without further ado, I'll let him introduce himself.
Hello guys, my name is Chris, CG9, whatever you want to call me. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. Me and Tupac go way back. You have to forgive me on my poor introduction, but it's calm. We're like, yo, we go way back, man.
No, it's good.
And like from the beginning, like even when we were younger, there was always something in you that you were gonna do something great, bro. Like facts, man. Like,
I really appreciate that.
I had to give you the props, bro, just to let you know. It's not even for the cameras, like. You have something in you, like, everybody knows it, bro. You know what I mean?
Cheers, bro.
And a shout out to the family as well. Thank you for having me here as well. It's a blessing. Shout out 66, new brands coming through. And yeah, so.
First of all, I really appreciate that you've come here to share with us your story today, you know, and everything. Yeah. But, you know, before we get into your story, man, we have to tell these guys.
What are you saying?
You remember how we never used to like each other?
I don't know why, man. Why? I don't know why.
It was really crazy, man. You know, for me, I always felt like in Jeffries and Rusinga had a football bond for days.
Yeah. You
know, it was like La Liga, like Barcelona.
It was Barca, it was a classical type shit.
The only player I knew that was better than me on that field was you, bro.
CG9.
You know? Anyone else asks me, actually, do you know any person that you can actually commend for playing football? And I'm like, CG9.
Bless, bro.
Still like, yeah.
Bless, and bro.
For sure, you're crazy talented, man.
Bless, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that.
After that now, let's
but
get
yeah,
you.
So, the football thing, it went good. You know, traveled.
Yeah.
Folks spent money on traveling. Then had the opportunity to go to Newcastle.
Yeah.
Newcastle was going to be like the beginning of all of it.
For you, yeah.
But yeah, I didn't manage to get like a work visa. I don't know, some type
work
shit.
Work permit.
Yeah, the work permit, like, because I didn't have family there and it was going to be difficult for me to find like a host family at that point. So, I fucked the football.
Yeah.
Then now it just became about, let's see what to do next.
Yeah.
And that's when the phrase, an idle mind is a devil workshop.
Yeah,
came to me, and yeah, that's when it all just started. Like, shit just went downhill. So yeah, it started with, I don't know, how do I explain? So of course now you got the big dreams of football, you know, that's gone out the window. And then 18-year-old boy losing my mom.
Yeah, but sorry about that, man.
Nah, calm. She's in a better place, bro. Yeah. She's looking down on us, bro. She's proud of you, man, for having me.
Yeah.
Shout out to her.
Shout out to her as well, bro.
Trust, yeah. So it was hard, you know, even just watching her. You know, even I personally feel like right now I wasn't really there for her.
Yeah.
As much as I could have been. But at the same time, you know, like 18 as a boy is like your... It's a weird fucking stage. Like, it's like now you're no longer, you get your license, you know, you can go
buy your ID.
Now you're getting arrested for weed. You know what I mean?
It's a crazy age. Explore bodies.
That was a bit younger, but it's calm. We'll get back on that. But yeah. So that's what happened. Yeah. So. That kind of got to me, and I kind of secluded myself. Of course, I had the mandem around me, but I've always been the type of person that, you know, if I've got nothing to say, I'll keep quiet.
Yeah.
But if the room is quiet, then, you know, I'll say something, and I benefited off other people's laughter. Like, the fact that I can make you guys laugh, you know, it does a lot to me. Like, you know, it goes really far, because at the end of the day, okay, right now, I'm in a good space.
Yeah.
Okay, let's be honest. 4 days ago.
Yeah.
Five days ago, I had a, how do I say it? How do I say it without sounding?
A relapse.
No.
Yeah.
A suicidal attempt.
Yeah.
And I had one of my mandem kick the door in, and he, you know, picked me up and that type shit, yeah. So, yeah, so before all of that, you know, it's been like now like 18 years old, jumping into the drugs, the sauce, you know, just looking for the poison. I've never been somebody who drinks alcohol, you know. So, me, I was always been on sauce, God, like, there's nobody in the fucking country, and that's not a challenge, but there's nobody who can sauce more than me. Shout, that's not a fucking challenge, but it's true. Yeah. But, yeah, so, and he jumped into other things, so, yeah, got into the drug addiction, till the drug addiction became, noticed a depression.
Yeah.
Noticed, I felt like I started, like, excluding myself from the people who cared about my well-being. You know what I mean? And put myself in an environment whereby if I was alone, it was okay. Because guys are just like, where's Chris? He's in the room. It's calm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was one day, I'm not gonna say what I consumed, but there's one day I slept for 3 days. None of the mandem looked for me. And now that's when I was like, yo, nah, this can't work. Like, so of course moved on to the next thing, and then you're just trying to find myself here and there. So I do still feel like a lost soul, but at the same time I'm positive about the future.
Yeah.
I'm positive about a lot of things. Like one phrase and that I take it from like my mentor, who Mac Miller, sorry.
Yeah.
Is what he always said is, wherever you'll find me, you'll always find me with a smile. And you,
that's powerful.
Yeah.
That's really
and,
powerful.
And all my mandem, especially you'll always know, you'll always find me with a smile. Like there's none of that straight that straight face shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's just how life has been. And then yeah, so the depression came, the anxiety, you know, you're going to hospitals, you're finding out that you've got bipolar, you've got, I don't know, slight schizophrenia, you're finding out so many weird things. And they're putting a new one, the drugs that you were addicted to before. So, you know, you kind of get them off and then you're a different person. So I kind of feel like, and I'm not gonna talk about the facility or mention any names due to...
Yeah, yeah. Keep it private.
That law type shit, you guys have come for me and take all my money. Nah, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
But yeah. So... Yeah, I've just been picking myself up, got my mandem with me.
Yeah.
At the moment, I can say I don't have friends.
Yeah.
I've got family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Somebody you can just pick up the phone and just tell them, yo, I need you, man. You know, we're this day and age whereby me as a man, like we're afraid to talk about our emotions. Problems. You know what I mean? Because we're afraid of what society could possibly think, or we're afraid of basically what other people think. You know what I mean? Like, guys don't talk about shit because, you know, they don't want to seem weak or they don't want to see that type of life. But I'm just here, like, talk about just, you know, because that shit can go... It can fuck with your head. Like, it can really fuck with your head. Like, I've had 4 failed... suicides, failed.
Yeah.
And like, so, and you know, it's, you have to wake up in the morning and remember that shit,
it didn't
fucking work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Am I gonna try this shit tomorrow? I'm like, nah, bro. But yeah, I think so. Yeah, so I don't know what else can I say. That's just how life has been with me. I mean, I can't say it's been tough, because it's what I'm going through. I don't know what you're going through. You know what I mean? Like, you're able to, alhamdulillah, you're able to wake yourself up, pick yourself up in the morning. Like, you know, at the end of the day, shit's tough, depression, you've got all this type of shit, but then you just have to say alhamdulillah. You know why? Because you're woken up the next day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to take things slowly and just understand that the things I have around me, the people I have around me, are just nothing but blessings. And
it is a blessing for
sure.
Bro, like, no cap, like, you know, the thing is, like you said, we've known each other for so long, man, like more than 10 years. So
easy,
like, hearing you say that, actually, you know, it kind of like breaks my heart, you know.
Yeah, and like, I knew it was gonna happen. Yeah, I knew it because I kept it quiet for so long.
Yeah,
I didn't want the sympathy.
Yeah,
I didn't want people to feel sorry for me, because then now you get all that fake love type shit. I'm not about fake love. Me, the problem with me is when I love hard. You know what I mean? I know. So yeah, you know.
I know. We're not talking about that today.
Yeah, not today. You get me in trouble.
Nah, I can't do anything.
But yeah, you're my guy. Yeah, me and I love hard. So I kind of, you know, just picked a few people here and there, and I chose who to love, and you know, the love was reciprocated. If that's the right grammar, I hope it is.
No, it is.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, because I practiced that fucking word yesterday all day, bro. Do you know how many times I slipped up? But yeah. It's crazy. Like I can understand where you're coming from, where, like... Yeah.
And like you said, you're like the happiest person I know, you know?
Yeah,
but
facts.
Sometimes do you think it's like the happiest people, or the people that are the happiest outside, are the ones that are dying on the inside?
Do you know the happiest people are the saddest fucking people in the world? Do you know that? All the fucking comedians in the world are the darkest people. Look at the people we've lost, like, in terms of celebrities. First of all, like, look at me, somebody that I kind of look up to, kind of, in quotes, look up to, is somebody like Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
But I kind of have, like, a love-hate with him because... You know, he did some fuck shit with Mac Miller and Ariana Grande, but that's some political type shit. But look at him, bro. He's fucking dark, bro. Like, and he's a comedian, bro. And, like, you know, he makes fun about this shit. Look at who's the guy who died, who played what's his name? There was a comedian who passed on as well.
I know Avicii passed on.
Yeah, there was Avicii, there was even the guy from fucking Coldplay, Chester, you've got the Mac Miller.
The guy for Linkin Park.
Coldplay, Linkin Park. Yeah. So you've got all of these happy guys who are on surface, your guys are like, but deep down, shit's tough, bro.
It's tough.
Look at all the fucking comedians, bro, they're fucked. Then, bro, every fucking funny person is just a way to just... Me and money, how I am is just so to avoid the question of, are you okay?
Yeah.
Because do you really want to know if I'm okay? You know what I mean? Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that pressure of me to tell you that I'm okay?
Yeah, the conversation.
Like, I don't think you are. You know what I mean? Sorry.
Yeah, so now, like, even when I look at it, like, maybe, like, 2-3 years ago,
yeah,
and really through a dark time, you know, the one for pushing people away, moved out the house, you know,
yeah,
and yeah, it was like, even if you see my tattoos, they're just all phrases that basically what they insinuate is, no matter how bad today is,
yeah,
there's always a brighter day, you know,
yeah, facts, like,
the sun shines at the end of the day, you know,
facts, there's always light at the end of the tunnel type shit, yeah, you know what I mean,
yeah,
but yeah, so me, I don't know how I handle that shit, so, and personally, I'm a violent person,
yeah,
but I don't get into fights because I feel like I'm too pretty. I'm afraid to get hit.
Pretty boy for sure.
Yeah. So yeah, I've gone to like self harm type shit. Like if you can.
Yeah.
All the cutting, like lost nerves in my fists because of punching the walls, you know, type shit. But you know, it's just, you know, you after all of that, you release all of the, then you sit down and you think, why the fuck did I just do that? You know what I mean? So it's kind of like a, what do you do and who's got the fucking answers? Because me, I've been seeing doctors, bro. Like, doctors have been prescribing me medication. Like, I don't want to take the fucking medication. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Medication is going to make me a fucking loony in 6 years. You know what I mean? Like, and I want to heal on my own. And I feel like this was a very big
step.
Because me, one thing I've always said, when it comes to anything, especially addiction, the first step is always admission. If you can admit you're an addict, then you're on the right path. You know what I mean? So me, I can admit I've got all of these fucking, I don't even know, like, the list goes on and on and on and on. I don't know, bipolar 2, you've got severe depression, severe anxiety, you've got fucking slight schizophrenia, you might have, I don't know, this, you might have. So you know what I mean? It's but you know, life moves on. At the end of the day, you know, you still want to, you know, you pick up your phone and like, yo, like me, I don't fuck with social media like that.
Yeah,
to be honest, like I've got no social media.
Do you think social media builds to all those like negative feelings and everything?
Definitely.
Like, explain why.
Because, you know, when you're on social media, now you're looking at other people's lives. You know what I mean? And you don't know what this person is doing. You don't know what this other person is doing. But this person is probably not even doing anything. Like, me, I've seen some shit, like some, yo, you go for holiday for like 2 fucking days with your folks, but you've been posting pictures about you in your fucking swimming costume for like 3 fucking weeks. Like, nah, that's not the case. You came back the other day. Like, we seen you in the fucking shopping mall. You know what I mean? We seen you.
Maybe just a girl trying to get your attention.
Nah, yo. Even, yeah, that's the thing. That's why even with social media, like, at my point, like, if you guys want to follow me, by all means, ChrisGal_9. I don't follow back. I only follow back my brand because that's where my head's at. I feel like in terms of girls, like at the moment I've got somebody that I'd like to also keep.
Yeah.
You know? I've got a whole group of people that I'd like to, you know, not expose in terms of, because you don't know who's wishing bad for you.
You know, that's
at
true.
The end of the day.
That's true.
So me, I'd rather keep them.
To yourself.
Yeah, be a garment for them, you know. So people closest to me, the family knows about them. Everybody knows about them. If you ask me, then I'll tell you about them. But I'm not going to give you that much detail for me to expose my life to. Because then what does it really do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It makes me think, you're like, even you're like, oh, how, your car is nice, man. Your car is nice. But as much as... And especially because, by the way, I'm a revert. By the way, I'm a Muslim.
Yeah,
I converted.
When did you convert?
Maybe it's been like 2.5 years or something.
For real?
Yeah.
What triggered the conversion?
Just
what made you change? What Christian before? Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Okay, your age is
before. What I was before? Yeah. You wanna know what I was before? I started off as a Christian because of, you know, the mom. You know, you have to go to church with mom, you know.
Yeah.
But low key, us guys are going to smoke fagies at the back of the church. Yo, shout out Nairobi Chapel, bro. You guys. but yeah. You know what I mean? So once you manage to get that space of allowing the religion to just started jumping into different type of things. So it's gone from Christianity to being an atheist to even looking at Satanism and seeing what really happens there.
Yeah.
And then looking at Islam as well. And I feel like with Islam, there's a lot of answers and there's a lot of answers and knowledge that I got through that religion.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's mentally, it really put me on the right track.
Yeah.
And also where I am with like my family.
Yeah.
That's basically all I can say about it. To be honest, religion is a sensitive topic.
It's sensitive, yeah.
It's the same like tribes. I'm not a fan like you like I said outside, you know. Like,
yeah.
I don't see tribes, bro. You're Kenyan, I'm Kenyan, you know.
True.
What I mean?
Even I don't see that thing.
If it's religion, bro, we'll talk about it on another day when...
Or just personally.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you. You see, for me, like, personally, one thing that, like, keeps me focused, you know, keeps me going, and sometimes even masks what I'm going through is this. You see, like, Thursdays is usually, like, my best day. I look forward to, you know, Thursdays, waking up and what. Do you think if you found something like that would get you back on track and back to your way of healing without having to use the medicine or pursue or whatever the doctors prescribe for you to take?
Definitely, bro. Definitely. And that's why, yo, 66 like to the fucking world, bro. That's like, this thing is not even, it's not a clothing line, bro. Like, it's a movement. Like, I don't know if my legal guys are going to allow me to talk about this. I'll probably get shit about this later, but we are going to be the people that allow you to, if you feel like you don't fit in society, join us. You know what I mean? If you feel like you're a weird looking fucker, yo, join us, man. If you've got one short leg and one big leg, man, join us. Fuck it, bro. Like, that's just how life is. You know what I mean? We're going to make the best out of it. Yo, we just... Life is too short for you to frown, man. Yeah. You get so many fucking wrinkles on your face and you frown compared to when you smile. You know what I mean? And then at the end of the day, bro, a smile can change somebody's day. You know what I mean?
For sure, it can.
Yeah, facts, bro. Facts, facts, facts.
So we're looking forward then to seeing your movement, you know.
Definitely, and everything, definitely, you know. Definitely, definitely. I'll definitely bring some merch through for you and the family.
Yeah.
Watch you guys always.
So like from hearing your story and everything, what I understand is, okay, from what you've even said is when you lost your mom, you felt like your life went downhill. Yeah. So like probably at that point, maybe there was like lack of guidance or something. So what would you tell someone who's 18 like you, who thought they could achieve a dream, lost their dream and then lost someone very close to them? What like advice or what piece of advice would you give them?
Stay away from the fucking lean. Stay away from the lean.
Yeah.
And just stick to what you're doing before. If you've, like, yo, me, it's gotten to a point where there's certain memories, like voices that I don't remember of my mom.
Yeah.
So it's difficult for me. All I have to remember is just like a picture. You know what I mean? I can't remember any advice my mom's given me. I can't remember any certain special moments like Christmases that we've had. Like, I can't remember due to drug addiction. You know what I mean? And that beats me the fuck up because, you know what I mean? The one thing I'd like to do is pass on to the next generation, yeah? Is to, you know, give some advice and I'd like them to remember it. As much as my mom would have liked me to remember the advice. And I feel like if I remembered that advice, then me growing up, I would have grown up, I wouldn't say differently because this is who I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody's got their story written somewhere.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I feel like I would have taken life from a different perspective. You know what I mean? But stay away from the fucking lean. It's out of stock right now, but stay away from the lean. Stay away from the lean.
Yeah.
Stay away from the lean. It's bad.
But you're saying, like you said, yeah, everyone has a story, you know. And like I said, you see, what I say is you're exactly where you are to become who you need to be, you know. If you didn't go through any of that, you probably wouldn't be sitting here speaking to me about this, you know. And your story is probably speaking to another child out there who can, you know. And that's the importance. And that's why I like people to come and honestly share their stories here, you know.
That's why I came, like, with zero filters, like, telling you.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
No problem.
He gave me some fizzy beverage. I don't know what it is. It's got no label in it. I don't know what you guys are serving in here, but it's got me excited. But, yeah. Sorry, your question was?
You're killing me. But yeah, my question was, yeah. Now look, I've even forgotten my question.
Oh, yeah. You asked, like, the platform.
No.
See,
I'm asking you.
Yeah.
So, let's say, like, you've explained to us your story and, you know, why everything. Oh, bro, you see, when I forgot the question, I made it laugh too much.
It's because you're looking at me in my eyes. Stop looking at me in my eyes. What gorgeous eyes.
Bro, you're kidding.
What gorgeous eyes, you know. Don't look at me in my eyes, man. Bro. Don't do that.
Bro. But anyways, tell us a bit more then.
Yeah, so this is the perfect platform to, like, speak to whoever the fuck is going through something. Like, you know what I mean? It could even be your closest mans and you don't even know. It could be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This generation is getting more fucked up and more fucked up and more fucked up, and everybody's out here like smoking vapes and shit. Like, I'm not gonna throw niggas under the bus and type shit, but yo, you're getting yourself addicted to nicotine at such a young age. Like,
I'm thinking it's something sweet.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you, us at our age, us, we knew what something sweet was. You know what I mean? But that's So yeah, my message. And my objective was just basically to just come and just you know, whoever is going through whatever, like, speak out. Me, I'm an open soul.
Do you think you could even write like a book or even have like a whole thing?
Definitely, bro. I'm gonna have a fucking Netflix special. It's gonna come out soon. It's probably gonna be banned in a few fucking countries because of the foul language and type shit. But books gonna come through. Movies, documentaries are gonna come through. Like, I wanna try as much as possible to have a positive impact on the generation that we're in right now before shit gets
real
fucked.
Yeah. So as we come to the end of the episode,
yeah,
I usually ask my guests two questions. Yeah?
Yeah.
The first one is, what advice would you give a younger you?
What advice would I give a younger me?
And don't say stay off the fucking lean.
Be truthful. Like, a younger me, like me, I feel like.
Now that you're, okay, let me rephrase it for you, yeah?
Yeah.
Now that you are where you are.
Yeah.
And you had a chance to speak to the Chris at 18, what would you tell him?
I tell him, grow the fuck up, man. Like, yo, like, life isn't all peaches and roses, you know what I mean? Like, if you need to cry, fucking cry, bro. Like, don't keep shit in. If you keep shit in, it's like a balloon, bro. Too much pressure in a balloon and it'll pop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I did when I was 18. I kept the pressure in and I popped.
Yeah.
How many times can you pop until shit goes actually south? You know what I mean? So that's what I tell myself when I'm 18. And be truthful, because I feel like that age, I hurt a lot of people. I broke a lot of hearts. I don't want to, like, sorry, guys.
One of them is my friend, bro. But I'm not throwing you under the bus.
Shout out to her. But yeah, like, everybody who I've hurt, like, this is the platform that I'm going to use and just ask for forgiveness for, also for myself. Whether you want to forgive me or not, whether I did some sort of damage to you or to where you are in your life right now, if I had some sort of involvement in it, I apologize for it and I wish I could go back and correct everything.
Okay, next question.
Next question.
What advice would you give an older you? What are you telling future Chris?
Telling future Chris, that range better be fucking red. That's future Chris right now. Let me not even lie to you. That's how I'm moving, bro.
Yeah.
That's how I'm moving. Like, nothing can stop me, man. Like, the world is my oyster.
Yeah.
And I know it doesn't make fucking sense, but I don't even like fucking oysters, bro. Like, me, I'm a shrimp guy. Like, we've been down this road so long. Like, the world is my oyster, but that's not where I'm going, man. Like, me, I'm moving to Mars type shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, not
I hope it's not off the drugs, but in real life.
Nah, of course.
Now that you can actually fly to Mars.
Yeah, facts, bro. Like, yo, me, I'm gonna go straight edge, like, get off the drugs, even smoke, stop smoking the cigarettes, everything. Like, just get clean, you know, for you don't know who's watching you. You don't know, like, I don't wanna.
Who's life inspiring?
I don't wanna put evil eye on anything, but I've got a younger, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a daughter, you know, so I have to be a big man now for her, you know.
Mm.
And I mean, if I'm a shitty fucking father, then what is she gonna be in the next fucking generation? You know what I mean? People are gonna take advantage of her. She's gonna go through the same fucking thing, if not worse. So I have to man up and, you know, just try and do it for all the youths out there.
I think it's really important that you actually break the cycle for her. For
yeah,
her sake.
Definitely, yeah, definitely.
So it
definitely
doesn't, you know, keep on going around.
Yeah, I'm like, boop, it stops there with me, you know what, yeah, I mean? And then now we start clean slate for her, like, okay, if you're going to start misbehaving at this age, I'll put you in your fucking place.
No, even Uncle Tupac, bro.
Oh, yeah, I'll send you to Uncle Tupac. And Uncle Tupac cuts off the Wi-Fi. You, yeah, get me?
Yeah.
But yeah. It's just so, yeah. That's what I tell older me, you know? I just tell older me, like, yo, shout out to you for being strong, man, you know?
Yeah.
For yourself, for the people who you love, for your brethren. Yo, shout out to Alvin, shout out to Mao. That's the man, them. Shout out to Chuchu. These are family, bro. JT.
Yeah.
You know? like even the family at home, bro, shout out to them, all of them, the whole gang. Even shout out to my pops. Fucking miss you, bro. Call me, man. When you're gonna see the video, call me, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to everybody, man.
I'll send it to him.
Nah, he'll see it, bro. I told you this thing is gonna go fucking viral, bro. It's gonna have views, man. Yeah. Let me just whisper on that shit, but it's calm.
Yeah.
But
anyways, I wanna say I'm so happy that you've actually come to share your story here with no filters.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
As much as it's broken my heart a bit. And
nah, but I'll mend it, bro. You know I got you. I'll mend it.
You know, it's because of the love we have, bro.
Yeah. It's been unconditional. Like, yes. I don't know what the hell was going on back then. I don't know.
It was ego, bro.
Yes, yeah, ego.
I used to bang goals over there. Then I've smiled at your shore at the stands.
And then now me, I've gone and banged the hat trick. Then I've pulled your shore like this. And she's asking me, Wagwan. And my shawty is sitting in the box. She's asking me, Chris, what's going on?
Yo, but bro.
But yeah.
Like, honestly, I am so happy that you've come here and you've shared your story with us.
Appreciate it.
And bro, I'm a phone call away. And I'm there with you to take your journey.
Likewise,
I'm waiting for the clothes, bro.
Definitely.
Looking forward to wearing it on the next podcast.
Definitely, bro. I got you. The whole
final words.
Shout out to Tupac, bro. Like, yo, shout out to Tupac, bro. Like what you're doing, like the platform that you are giving the world right now is basically a head start from what 66 is trying to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're giving people a voice where we can come and just talk our shit. You know what I mean? Like I asked about, like, You guys don't get charged for, like, foul language, yeah?
No, okay. Nah.
Yeah, so, like, the shit that we talk about, like, it can go fucking deep, you know what I mean? So, and me right now, like, yo, me, I feel reincarnated, bro. Like, me, I'm fresh as fuck. Like, you've let me release so much. Like, me right now, I'm going straight down to KFC and getting myself a milkshake with some chips, you know what I mean? Trying to ask for a discount because, you know, the Fuliza thing is a bit...
Yeah. I got you.
I say less, but yeah, appreciate you, man. Appreciate also the platform, everything, man. This is also a dream of mine as well, to do a podcast. So inshallah, we one day we will come together and we'll just take over the fucking world, man.
Cheers, bro. I really appreciate it.
66 to the world, Tupac to the world, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a big fucking platform.
All right.
Yeah.
For those of you guys who have tuned in today, thank you so much for tuning in, man. I'd like to thank my guest, Chris, for coming in, man. It's been a good story. I hope there's something that you guys can learn. And see you next week. Thank you.